All right, broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM, rock and rolling from the campus of Florida Tech. And I would like to introduce two very important people who are involved in the Space Coast Music Festival taking place this Saturday in the O'Galley Arts District. I would like to welcome Steve Spencer and Steve Keller. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for finding the time to come in, because you guys have been a little busy recently. Huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So why don't you tell us about the Space Coast Music Festival and what all you have going on?
So there's a lot. First of all, you know, the basis is the charity. We will have raffles going on. We'll be selling Space Coast merchandise. And that's going to be run through the Standard Collective. So it's kind of like having a Space Coast Music Festival store rather than a booth. So you can go in there, you can specialize what you want. If you want a tank top, if you want a shirt, and Tony can do you up your own design.
Yeah.
So you, and then we also have the some alcohol sales from Intracoastal, the Cottage, and Guinness is setting us up. Yeah.
Now, right now, you have over 60 bands, or 68 bands?
68 on six stages.
How in the world did you get 68 local bands together at one for one day?
We asked.
Yeah. You know, at first, it was, you know, just kind of get started. And some of the Harbor City compilation bands, you know, I was, you know, I hang out with those guys, and they were really interested. And then as the ball got rolling, and we set up the website, we set up the social media, people started hitting us up, and now we have a wait list, and obviously we're really close to the event.
Yeah.
You know, that lets us know that people want original music, and these original bands want to get out there and support each other and support this charity. So now we know even what the future is going to hold a little bit for the event.
So let's talk about the charity. It's to raise money to help get musical instruments into schools?
Yes.
We're working with Brevard County to identify some needs from Title I schools. I got a list of schools. I got a list of things that are needed. So once we get our final number on what we've raised, then we can go and see what type of impact we can make.
Right. Now, the festival is all free, though, right?
Yeah.
So to raise money, it's through the sales of T-shirts and whatnot to raise money?
Right. We also have a donate button on our website. We did have an Eventbrite set up, and people can actually still go there. But we're really trying to get to that donate button on the website. We'll also, you know, have some stuff set up at the event. If you want to donate at the event.
A big tip jar there
pretty
on
much,
stage.
Yeah, pretty much. At our Harbor City local tent, Space Coast Music Fest tent, around the raffles, stuff like that, you know, we'll be able to take some donations there, too.
Now, talking about the CD that you had, you donated some of the Volume 2 of the Harbor City compilation album that has, what, 18 bands on
it? It was 19 on the new one.
19 bands. Incredible. Yeah, yeah. And that was a premium during our fund drive, which I think we sold out of. So
Fantastic.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah. So it helped us out a great deal. Can you talk a little bit about putting out that compilation and what sort of got the ball rolling for those two volumes now?
Right. So essentially, I'm a punk rocker, and I feel like, you know, anything that gets accomplished, we do ourselves. You know, we cannot just wait for someone to do it for us, and we need to build that as a community here. And we don't have the benefit of being a New York or a, you know, Chicago, where each individual scene can work together. We all need to work together. And so that's the basis of Harbor City Local, is to get the music community together, and because it's also a very important part of our art community. There's a ton of visual arts that go on around here, and sometimes I feel the, you know, the audio arts get, you know, neglected a little bit, just because everyone likes to have to go, you know, wants to go out and have a good time, hear the songs they already know, and I get that. That's important. But this is important too, and it takes a collective to push that out.
You know, I was amazed by the compilation albums, the diverse music selections. I mean, there's all different kinds of music here, you know, on the Space Coast. As you mentioned about art, I mean, it's really important to unite all the arts together, because they're all really working towards the same thing, you know, to enrich the arts and culture of our area, you know? Makes it a cool place to live.
Yeah, and I think that that's really, this event ties it all together with the visual, with the audio. Like you said, punk rock is usually 11:30 midnight on a Friday night or what have you, and this is going to be a Saturday afternoon at like 2 where you can see all sorts of music that you're not familiar with.
Right. So it all takes place in the Ogele Arts District. You have 3 outdoor stages and then several other stages as well?
Yes, we have on the closed Highland area, on the festival grounds, we have the main stage, which is the Ogele Square. We have the, and that's the Mustard's main stage, Mustard's Last Stand. We have the Against the Grain stage, which will be across from the cottage in that municipal lot. That'll be where you see more of that alternative punk rock type style. And then we have the Intracoastal stage, which we're just setting up a family-friendly, environment in their beer garden. So it's not going to be like an erected stage per se. It's just going to be a family-friendly time to go and hang out at Intracoastal.
So people can just wander around the Ogele Arts District and just see over 68 bands
68
at one
bands.
Time.
Yeah, throughout the day. Most of the indoor stages at FM Pizza, Standard Collective, and Not Quite Right, those start around 2. So while the main stage starts at noon, and actually we have pre-fest yoga starting at 10.
To get warmed up for the festival.
To get warmed up, right? But the indoor stages will be starting around 2. And everything will be done around 8-ish for the Against the Grain stage, the FM Pizza stage, and the Standard Collective stage, because Pat Travers starts at the main stage at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about some of the bands that you have playing on Saturday. So the Pat Travers band, the headline band later on in the evening. And I got to say, you have some of our favorite bands on there, like Gary Laser Eyes and Iron Wills on here, Easy Uzis, True Phonics, Zetamore.
SFG, Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
Shameless
Not
plugs.
To forget them.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing bands. And again, they're all different musical styles here, too.
Well, and there's, the great thing that ended up with this, because like I said, I live kind of in the, alternative side, is that as it went on, we got some of the bands or some of the people that have been around here for a long time finally reach out. And hopefully that moves forward with Harbor City Local that way. Like Chuck Van Riper is playing.
Sure.
He's a legend. Tommy Craig and Dave Pastorius are playing with Pat Travers, which is fantastic. So there's just, there's a lot more going on now than just that alternative side. We do have that funk, IHB Funk's playing. That bar rock style, Radio Flyers or that type of band. Carolyn and the Dawn Patrols, that type of band.
Something for everybody
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. We've been speaking with Steve Keller and Steve Spencer, two of the organizers of the Space Coast Music Festival, going on this Saturday, November 2nd in the Ogele Arts District. Music starts at noontime, goes on to about 9 o'clock at night with several stages all over and particular vendors that are there, too. It's all free, open to the public, so come on out and catch some wonderful local music, over 68 bands. And one more time, if people would like more information, where should they go?
SpaceCoastRocks.com or go to the Space Coast Music Fest Facebook page.
Steve Spencer, Steve Keller, thank you so much for coming in, and I will see you there. I am so looking forward to it.